As we're doing live at the Crew Bistro, I want to talk with the chef at Dancing Bear Appalachian Bistro, Shelly Cooper, raised in the hills of North Carolina. We're going to chat with her. However, sometimes you must call an audible, as our friend Peyton Manning says, Omaha, you kind of do that. In town, I guess Wheels just down. Tonight, he'll be at the convention center at 7 o'clock. You can attend free. You got to check in online. It is a privilege, an honor to be getting to interview Donald John Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, presidential candidate Donald J. Trump joins us on the live line on the Phil Show. Welcome to East Tennessee, sir.
Hi, Phil. Great to be with you.
Yeah. Have you been here in this area before?
I have two or three times. It's a great area. People love to work in that area. That's what I like, people that love to work. So that's good. I'm getting on the plane now, and I'm heading there right now. So I'll be there in a little while, which will be terrific.
Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of serious things. And then, honestly, I got some fun things to ask you. First of all, Paris is foremost, I think, on everybody's mind.
Right.
I listened to the president today. And as I told our audience earlier, I thought he sounded like a football coach talking in sound bites.
Right.
But I also thought that the French people reacted, well, I guess the natural way. Tell me, if you had been president, what would you have done, sir?
Well, first of all, it just sounds like Obama was in no rush, if you look, and probably that's also what you're referring to. There's no rush. There's never a rush with him. And as far as the event is concerned, you know, it happens, and then right after that, they start bombing all of these training sites and other sites. And you often you have to sort of say, Phil, like, why didn't they do this a year ago? Why didn't they do it 6 months ago? Why are they doing it now? They knew about these sites. These are important sites for ISIS, and you would have thought they would have done it a lot sooner. So it's too bad that the event had to take place in order to get them moving, but they bombed them. They should have bombed them a lot sooner, I would say.
Well, and I know they bombed some oil installations, and
right.
Well, you have talked about that. You said you would strongly consider shutting down certain mosques if you became president. This has been obviously bouncing around all over the social media sphere and everything. Do you still stand behind that, or would you want to clarify that a little bit, because that sounds a little anti-constitutional?
Well, I'd look at certain areas, and you know, in other countries they do that, and I would look at it. Certainly it's not something I'd want to do, but I would certainly look at it, because there's a lot of anger coming out of there, and there's a lot of hatred, and you wonder what is exactly going on, but there's a lot of things happening, and I would certainly be looking at it, because there's tremendous, I mean, you look at it, Phil, and you say there's tremendous animosity, and where is it all coming from? So it's certainly nothing I want to do, and I fully understand the impact of that, but I would certainly look at it.
Well, as you proceed in this campaign, it looks to me like the economy is going to take a back seat for a little while, and this is going to be at the forefront. What will you tell our folks in East Tennessee tonight? What's the main message that you will get to them? And or maybe will you take questions from the audience? Talk about the event tonight.
Well, we're going to try and take questions. We're going to have a tremendous crowd tonight, but we're going to try and take questions, and I think we'll be able to do that. I've got as much time as they need. I've really planned on a nice long visit. We're going to have a good time, considering we're talking about a lot of bad subjects, unfortunately. But one of the things that I'll be talking about is the vision. I mean, I was the one that said, if you remember, you've heard this for 2 years, bomb the oil, because that's ISIS, the source of wealth. And I said, bomb the oil. And everyone said, oh, you can't do that. I said, why can't you do that? Bomb the oil. And now all of a sudden they're bombing the oil. And actually some of the various announcers and reporters are giving me a lot of credit for that. But I've been saying this for 2 years, bomb the oil. And they just started doing it. They just started. Now, I also said, keep the oil, bomb it, take it over and keep it. So I don't know if they're going to go that far, but at least they started by bombing it. And, you know, I made a lot of right predictions. I wrote a book in 2000 that said, you better be careful of a guy named Osama bin Laden. And a short while thereafter, he blew up the World Trade Center in New York City. So I've called a lot of shots right, and a lot of people are seeing it. I guess that's why we're leading in every poll right now, Phil. It's people are tired of being run by politicians that don't know what they're doing, by politicians who are stupid. Some of the decisions they've made over the last number of years are incredible. But we've made a lot of right calls, and I think that's what people are looking at.
There are a lot of us in East Tennessee who are, Well, and I grew up. A lot of us grew up this way. We've always been responsible gun owners. And of course, I grew up there. Right. You know, we had hunting guns. Right. You said tougher gun control laws in Paris might have made a difference.
Well, what happened is Paris has the toughest gun control laws, as you know, just about in the world. You can't have, and they had all of those people in those various places, and they were sitting ducks. They had no chance. And I've said, and you know, you take heat, but who cares? I mean, we have to do the right thing. I know about you, Phil. You do the right thing. You say it. If it's wrong, it's wrong, but you say it. But in this case, it's so right. But I say it loud and clear. If they had people in that room that had guns, 10 of them, 5 of them, 2 of them, 25 of them, you wouldn't have the carnage that you had. They were saying to the people, move over, get over, boom, boom, shooting everybody. Nobody had a gun because the gun laws are so strong in Paris and in France that nobody had a gun to protect themselves. If they would have had people that had guns, you wouldn't be having the carnage that you have right now. And I don't know, I assume you agree with that. But
well, I'm just so amazed because I never heard, did they disarm security guards? Were there no security at all with
right.
weapons?
They have no security, no. The only one that had the guns are the bad guys.
That's
okay?
all.
They always
I mean,
have the guns.
Not even law enforcement. Mr. Trump, here again, you're everywhere. You're ruffling a lot of feathers. You say what's on your mind. I respect that. You seem to be a pretty busy person. When do you get to rest? You take a day off? When do you play golf?
Well, I haven't taken much of a day off. I love golf. I have some of the great courses of the world. But, you know, I just really, this is so important to me. It's called Make America Great Again, Phil. And it's so important to me that I haven't taken much time off. A lot of people are saying, they said, you have tremendous energy. We better have tremendous energy. And, you know, like right now, saying I love Tennessee. I've had such incredible, you know, we've gone to Memphis now. We've gone all over. I mean, I've been to Tennessee now. This is my fourth visit, and it's just an amazing state with amazing people. And I look forward to it, and we're going to have a great time tonight. I always preface it by saying a great time considering the subjects aren't so perfect, but we'll make them good.
Well, I got
and we will make it, we will make our country, and I really mean this, we'll make our country truly great again.
Well, I got to tell you, I played your Trump National down there at, near Fort Lauderdale, at Doral, I think. The Fort Lauderdale, and whoever designed that was an idiot. Let me tell you why. Because everywhere I hit my ball, there was either rough or water or woods. What's up with that?
I understand. It's tough stuff. I heard somebody said you're a pretty good golfer. That's good. I wish I could play a little bit more, Phil.
Well, I saw you on a Golf Channel thing, or something out there. Maybe I don't know. You were hit. I remember I watched you hit a 6-iron to a long par 3. And you hit the green, and I thought, wow, that's not bad. You were over top just a little bit, but you had on the big puffy hat, and now you're selling the big puffy Make America Great Again hats. They look like the hats that my dad used to wear on the golf course. Is there a reason that the hats are so big in the front? Is it so you don't have hat hair or what? Did we lose the Donald? Go. Oh, he's calling back. I thought, oh, gosh, here's somebody else I made, man. But that's kind of the way that goes, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. Oh, we got him back. Very good. All right.
Yeah, I got cut off. That was actually my fault. The cell phones are not the greatest. Yeah. I always like the wires better than the cell.
Well, okay. Yeah, I tell you, but I saw you hit a 6-iron, and I was impressed. You were over the top a little bit, but you had the big puffy hat on, and it looked like the hat my dad used to wear when he played golf.
It actually had that little band, and
you've got these big hats now to make America great. Does that make the hat hair not as bad, or why are they so big?
Well, just so we could put the sign on it, you know, we put the Make America Great sign. It's a hot product, too. It's a DonaldJTrump.com, and people are selling them like crazy, and they're really doing great. Make America Great Again, and it gives you that high band. Number one, it makes everybody look taller and makes them look very good, but it's an important message that we have on the top of that hat.
All right. Well, welcome, sir, to East Tennessee.
Well, thank you.
I wish you Godspeed, and I hope at some point, and I didn't get a chance to ask you this, you know, we keep talking about radical Islam, but no right. one is talking about the slaughtering of Christians, and I hope that right. comes to the forefront somehow, simply because I don't know why the media won't talk about it.
Well, and the president won't even use the term radical Islam. I mean, they won't use it. He won't use that term, which is an amazing thing. Why he's not going to use that term and why he hasn't. And Hillary wouldn't use it either the other night in the debate. And that's what it is. It's radical Islam, terrorism, terrorists. And nobody wants to use the term, but I'll use the term because that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's one of those things. Very sad what's going on. It's a time like probably no other.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe you. It is. All right. Well, thank you for taking time with us. Be careful, and we'll get to see you in Knoxville, sir.
I will, Phil. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Donald Trump on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Well, I think we covered as much as we could in the time we had. When we come back, gosh, I got a bigger name sitting here. I got Shelly Cooper, the head chef at Dancing Bear Appalachian Bistro. So, I mean, my gosh. She's going to follow. I mean, who do you follow Donald with?